Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Daily Go Get. It's the Daily Go Get Amism Show. You think it ain't when it is? You think it won't when it whiz? We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. And everything is going to be all right. We talked about what happens in the family stays in the family tonight. What happens in this house stays in this house. What y'all know about that? Most of us know a little something about that. You know, what happens in this house stays in this house. Most people, most families, even people who don't have families, you know, or large families, you know, from small families, large families, even people who live by themselves, you know, there's a certain level of privacy that is demanded to be respected, and it should be respected. You know, for the most part, what happens in your home is all of your business. It sure ain't none of anybody else's business outside of that home. However, when we talk about what happens in the house, staying in the house, being protected, there's sometimes situations where what's being protected is sometimes a violation in and of itself. So we're going to be asking and addressing the question of whether what happens in the house, staying in the house, should always be a law, or are there times when a breach should happen, should be welcome, and almost should be encouraged. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get Amism Show. I hope y'all had a good day. I hope y'all having a good week. We're getting real close. Here we are on that Friday Eve. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready to go? Can you make it happen? Is it going to be all right? I think that it's going to be all right. Yes, it will. It'll be all right. Yes, it will. That's how it's going down. How y'all feel? Yo, y'all good? Are we good? What happens in his house stays in his house. Now, listen. One thing that you always have to be careful of as far as the privacy of your home is concerned are the small children, because children be talking. You know, we teach our children to talk. We teach our children to read. We teach our children to recite. And sometimes they don't be talking and reading and reciting the things that we want them to talk about, read about, and recite about. You know, so it seems cute when we hear a small child, a toddler, you know, going on and on and on about, you know, the TV shows that they watch and how much fun they have with daddy, you know, and mommy and brothers and sisters and whoever else lives in the household. And, you know, they sometimes some children are very, very expressive. So they just be spilling the beans about what's going on. At least until somebody curbs that, at least until somebody says what they should be talking about and what they shouldn't be talking about and what is appropriate and what is inappropriate and not, and what should be expressed and what shouldn't be expressed and all that kind of things. And sometimes children struggle with that. Like, why do I get in trouble when I talk about certain things? I mean, you know, there may be certain things that the child is proud of, you know, like certain things like, yeah, daddy lets me take sips of the beer when he's drinking. You know, we were watching football, and, you know, he drinks his beer, and he pours me a little beer. And we watch football all day, me and dad drinking. Yeah, the little boy who's talking is 5 or 6 years old, 7 years old. Anything under 18, you know what I'm saying? But single digits. Now, it may not be a big deal to a lot of people that, you know, shoot. One thing that a lot of the elders agree on is that they'll give baby a little shot, give them a little taste of beer. The elders believe that babies love the taste of beer. And for some reason, it looks like it's true. It does. It looks like it's true. I've never seen a baby turn their mouth, their nose up in beer. You know, you know, the elders be like, get that baby a little taste. Not no liquor, nothing like that, you know. But a little taste of beer. And the baby be like, and normally they'd be like, give me some more of that. You're like, oh, wait, don't get the baby all drunk. You know, give him a taste, a little taste again later on when we about to, you know, about to put him to bed, help him sleep. Well, that said in front of the wrong person, it could be frowned upon. Maybe not all of the elders agree that babies should be given any taste of alcohol. But the baby would be like, yo, give me that. Yo, that thing in that can. You know, first they'd be having this funny look on their face like, because, you know, beer is bitter. But it'd be like, I don't know. I've tasted breast milk before. It don't taste like beer, but I don't know. Most babies that I've seen, you know, drink a little beer seem to have liked it. Maybe the baby was a future alcoholic. I don't know, but you know. So that's one thing that may happen in the home that should probably stay in the home. If the father in the home, first of all, shout out to a father if he is in the home. That's number one. But number two, if the father in the home walks around like Al Bundy was insinuated in on the show, what was it called? Married with Children. You know, Al Bundy was always dressed on the show Married with Children, but he always put his hands down his drawers on the show. So you could kind of, you know, every time I saw Al Bundy put his hands down his crotch on the show, and he only did it, they made sure he only did it on his belt where you could see his whole hand. And, you know, you think it to yourself, like, nobody does that because all he's doing is feeling his hip. But we know that what that was really symbolizing is that Al Bundy probably in real life walked around the house naked with his hands down his drawers. That's what I got out of it. And you know why I got that out of it? Because I grew up in a house where my dad often walked around in his drawers. Nobody, if we didn't have company, nobody was supposed to be showing up. My mom and my dad had the whole third floor to themselves, so he didn't always walk around fully clothed. You know, sometimes he'd walk around in his drawers, you know. Get out of bed, watching TV, go downstairs, get something to eat or whatever, and go back upstairs. He ain't always throwing on a robe and all of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? He ain't walking around with his whole goodies hanging out, but, walking around in his drawers. And now, you ain't going to tell me that most men stay fully clothed while they home. Now, I'm funny because once I get dressed for the day, I'm normally dressed for the whole day. But a lot of people disrobe when they come home. But that's a private matter. And that's one of those things that children may talk about. Yeah, dad be sitting around his drawers watching TV. He be watching the game in his drawers. He be watching the game. He be in his drawers. He be watching the game in his drawers. He be watching the game and he in his drawers. I can see daddy balls in his drawers. I can see daddy balls in his drawers. I can see daddy balls in his drawers. But he don't pull out. He ain't no rude type of dude. Out. But nonetheless, you don't want to give people outside of the home the wrong impression of what's going on inside the home. So it might be one of those things. A lot of women walk around the house totally butt naked. Totally butt naked. And sometimes their kids are old enough to know what they're seeing when they, it may not be any of y'all, but it is some of us. Some of us. You know, we've done shows before about how old should a child be before you stop letting them see you naked. Some people believe that it's at a young age, like once they start pointing and talking, yeah, you probably should make sure that you're always dressed. Once you have to start explaining what certain things are or aren't, yeah, you probably shouldn't walk around the house undressed. Personally, I don't see why you need to walk around the house totally naked anyway. But, hey, that is a lot of people's personal choice. And they're not always people who live by themselves. Sometimes the people who live with other people or their family, sometimes they do that. I've seen mothers do that. I've been over friends' houses where if you knocked on their door, you know, and they could have company, but they had to go clear everything. The house had to get asked, you know, is everybody in here decent before they could let anybody in? And it wasn't because they were sitting around in their nightgowns and all of that kind of stuff, because to a lot of people, nightgowns and stuff are clothes. They butt-naked skin are the only times where they look at themselves as not being dressed. So, do you get the gist of what I'm talking about? When we start talking about what happens in the, when what happens in this house stays in this house, gets violated. Sometimes a five-year-old, four-year-old, six-year-old, seven-year-old might share some information that they haven't been chastised about, advised about, had their ass whooped about, whatever the case about. They haven't been curtailed. They haven't been stopped. They haven't been told that we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. That stays in the house. That stays in the house. Don't be telling them what you heard last night when the door was closed. It was closed real tight. You look through the peephole, saw somebody getting biz. You won't have to tell nobody outside this house of biz. And I need you to forget what you saw. Daddy wasn't hurting mommy that much. No. But yeah, she was screaming the Lord. And yeah, it seems like somebody pulled the cord. The TV wasn't turned up high enough. I thought he was killing mommy. No bluff. And he proceeded to kill her night after night. What the hell is going on? I know it can't be right. I was told those are the things that adults do. Well, when I become an adult, I'm going to see for myself too. Yeah. You know. Shout out to everybody and anybody out there who has seen their parents have sex. I know you're still traumatized. Shout out to the all super nasty people that saw y'all parents have sex more than once. Shout out to y'all nasty ass voyeurs who used to wait and listen for y'all parents to have sex. Shout out to y'all nasty ass parents that seem to like for y'all kids to hear y'all having sex. Well, they say that you should, hear your parents yelling at each other, you should hear yelling at each other in love instead of yelling at each other in anger. So if they going to hear us, they should hear us getting it in, getting it on. And that's all good until the kids start thinking they should be able to make each other scream too. Well, not each other. We're not talking. But when they think that they should be able to make their little girlfriends scream too, or when the girls think that they should get their chance to scream. Everybody holler. Whole house freeze. All right. So when happens in this house stays in this house, gets violated. When it gets violated. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? The Daily Go Get It Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the... Well, then you just say Omar with the R. Get a Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also tonight on this Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. We are talking about when what happens in this house stays in this house, gets violated. Why or when does what happens in the home get violated? Why are some things that are reported about what happens in the home considered to be violations, and some things just considered to be breaches, and some things considered to be just tattletaling or whatever, like maybe low-level snitching? Low-level, like you didn't hurt nothing. Oh, shout out to all my Philadelphia, New York, Jersey, or should I say Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, DMV, whatever. Folks, y'all know they trying to kill us down here. They are trying to take us out here, talking about forest fires from Canada. I ain't going for it. You know, just recently, they totally lifted the mask mandate in all places, including hospitals. And now we get this. Now they telling us to wear masks when we go outside again. Mm. A lot of people were running around here sick yesterday. A lot of people were running around here sick yesterday. You know, I googled the distance between Toronto and Philadelphia today, and it's 477 miles. That's 800 miles. That they're saying that that smoke is traveling, and that smoke was as thick as when a major fire in the local area was here. And my New York peeps, y'all know my daughter lives in New York or whatever. My New York peeps, it was looking like an episode, or should I say, a version of Mad Max. Y'all remember that Mel Gibson movie back in the day? Where it was like after a nuclear war, apocalyptic, and all of that kind of stuff. It's looking crazy. So I don't know. She Carrie Wright says it looked like Total Recall. And it's looking like something. Stay healthy. All right, but getting back to what we're talking about. What are some of the things? Or when are some of the times that it may be a good thing or okay, or maybe even encouraged to not let what happens in the house stay in the house? First thing that comes to my mind is abuse. When there is abuse in the home, a lot of parents or a lot of abusers try to keep that in the home. Like, don't be telling nobody what goes on in this house. You know, and shout out to anybody who's ever got their ass whooped for telling their family business. You know how it goes. You might have slipped up and told something that your parents didn't want told. And you might have had aggressive parents who handle things through corporal punishment. I'm sorry you got your ass whooped. Maybe you felt like it was warranted. Maybe sometimes you felt like, it's because of that ass whooping that I told in the first place. And that's the reason I'm going to run away, or that's the reason that I'm going to get out of here, or that's the reason I would never raise my family to be anything like my family. That happens. Abuse. And when it comes to abuse, sometimes it's obvious to other people who are outside of the family to the point where you don't even really have to tell what's going on inside the home. You know something is wrong. You know, a lot of times in an abusive household, they try to keep things inside the house so much that they may not let the children go outside. They may not let one of the spouses go outside or really be seen, or, you know, or let's say if the woman in the house is the one that's being abused and, you know, she gets a black eye, you know. Ain't too many ways to get a black eye without putting a fist to it or somebody hitting you in the eye. There really just aren't that many ways for that to happen. So when a woman goes to go to work and she has a black eye that she's trying to hide, it ain't that hard to tell what happened. You know, people be saying all kinds of outlandish, ridiculous things. Oh, I fell. I fell, I tripped and twisted my ankle. And when I fell, I hit my eye. You know how hard it is to do that without breaking your face? Oh, yeah. Well, what broke your face was a fist. So although people may see the obvious that's going on in the home, there may be a great effort taken to keep it inside of the home. I don't want to get dark with this too soon, but you know it's going to end up this way some at some point, sometime. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. Let me give a shout out to my people. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. Glad you came through. Good to see you, Cal Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Thanks for coming through. A great thing to see you. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing. Max and chill and Mia Cunningham. God damn, thanks for coming on through. Thanks for not running scam. I'm glad to see all y'all. Give me stands tall, always 30. Like you're handsome and pretty. This word. All right, let me see what y'all talking about. TK Wright says, Lordy, my ex-husband used to let my youngest have the last sip of his beer. Yeah, it's a common thing. It's a common thing. You know what I mean? Some people are outraged by it, but they're normally non-drinkers. You know what I mean? But I bet you that baby wasn't bitching about that beer. Like, I'm telling you, I've seen the baby be like, let me hold the can. Like, you ain't even old enough to hold your head. You a newborn. Holding my head is one thing. Holding this can is another thing. I need to have me another swig. No, it says, what up, everyone? I hope everyone is staying healthy in spite of the smoke situation. Man, it's bad out here. CK Wright says, DHS, CVS would be involved these days. Oh, hell yeah. Maybe, maybe not. That's one of those things that you might be able to keep in the home, maybe, if we're still talking about the baby sipping the beer. Mia Cunningham, she says, I don't walk around the house fully clothed. I think I know what you're trying to say. T. Gary Wright says, I could. If I could, I would. Mm. And Carol says, Taki for sure. Mm. Naked and unashamed. Y'all is ridiculous. Okay. Mia says, I'm not bucky naked, but most times I have to put on clothes before I answer the door. All right. Mia says, children have to be taught to keep family business in the house because children will blurt out some stuff. And yes, they will. Like it's their job. TK Wright says, that's embarrassing. I was horrified. Hey, now I'm lost. Okay. Nara says, I'm thinking about sick behavior. Oh, wait, you're talking about when parents was, when the parents was, Okay. Oh, horrified the kids hearing you have eggs. Yeah, it happens. Shout out to the parents that insist that their children, their 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds, asleep at the foot of the bed while they getting it on at the head of the bed, on the side of the bed. Shout out to the parents that was orgasming and keeping the baby on the bed at the same time because you know daddy was getting a little wild. You know what I mean? And moving everything around on the bed. But the baby, you know, rocking my bed. Don't let the baby. And down will come baby orgasm and all. All right. Nara says, I'm thinking about sick behaviors that are kept in the house. Like De La Soul's Millie pulled a pistol on Santa. I like that song. Wasn't that album the dopest? Wasn't that the not the Three Fleet and Rising album, the album after that, De La Soul Is Dead. No, was that not the best album ever? Was that not the greatest work? I mean, like, yo. Yo. De La, they had some shit. Rest in peace, Pasta Noose. Or is it True Goy? Okay. Yeah, it looked like Total Recall. Taki, when they were making faces in the end, Nara says, I was thinking pedophilia and domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe Martin and Associates LLC, what up? Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate it. Oh, man, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Appreciate it mucho. All right. Let me see. Ansel says, where's Smokey the Bear when you need him? Narciso says, sipping after adults backfired as a teenager. Yeah, Nar says, that was my favorite of all time of them. Rest in peace, True Goy. It was True Goy, yeah. Yeah, man. Dang. Yeah, I was a big fan of De La Soul, but not until that album. I didn't like 3 Feet High and Rising. I didn't like it. I didn't like the beats. I didn't really like the rhymes. You know, their concept and all that. I wasn't feeling it. It was a little too soft for me at the time. But after everything they did from De La Soul Is Dead up until whatever, I was like, these cats are masters. They're the truth. Very adult hip-hop, Mia says. A coworker came to work with a black eye, and I left devastated for her. I knew something was going on. One time she called out, and I could hear the dude screaming at her. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of things are very obvious that are going on in the home, but we're still forced or encouraged to keep those things secret. Sometimes the things are harmless, but things like abuse, physical, sexual, you know, those things should warrant a breach of secrecy, of privacy, of security in the home. No, because you don't have the right to whoop anybody's ass or abuse anybody inside of your home. That's when you see a clear separation of, this is my wife and I do what I want to do, or these are my kids and I raise them the way I want to, or I do what I... Nah, son. We not rocking with you like that. Or, and don't get me wrong, because there have been many women who have been, or many mothers who have been abusers also. I remember later on finding out how some mothers were so abusive when I was growing up, and I didn't know. A lot of kids are able to really come to school and shake it off. Like, you would never know what was going on in their home until you went to their home, or unless you lived around their way, if like you were one of their friends or whatever, you realize that they don't get to come outside, or when they come outside, they got to go in early, and you know they ain't going in early just to do their homework or nothing like that. They got to go in to get their reasons for their ass whoopings for the night. Literally like that, though. Literally like that. Because when you grow up in an abusive home, everything seems like it's leading up to your next ass whooping. Because that seems to be the way that all problems are handled. All violations are handled. All teaching moments are handled. Ass whooping, ass whooping, ass whooping, ass whooping. Okay. Another thing that's pretty obvious in families that some family members still try to keep secret is mental illness. We know when people's family is crazy. I grew up with friends that came from crazy ass homes. So did you. We all did. And a lot of times they weren't things that we would speak about. You know, like, why does your uncle live with y'all, but he doesn't seem to wash up that much? He only really comes upstairs or comes in public view in the home, you know, when it's time to eat or whatever, whatever. He doesn't really talk too much. You can smell him, but you don't hear him. He don't be talking. And your uncle, sometimes, a lot of times, we ain't know how old the uncle was. We ain't know how old the uncle was. Why does a 40-year-old man live with y'all? Why don't he have his own place? Why does he have his own room? Why don't he talk? And, you know, your friends be kicking it like he be talking all the time. Well, but he don't talk when you around. He like snuffle up against it when they, listen. Only certain people see him perform or do what they say he does. But your friend and their parents might try to kick it like, ain't nothing wrong with Uncle Frank. Like, ain't nothing wrong with your Uncle Frank? No. Now, he just lived with us because he want to. Meanwhile, Uncle Frank somewhere. And no, it ain't no music playing. Not out loud. Uncle Frank was born with earbuds in his ears long before Sony Walkman came out. But Uncle Frank might not have been the only crazy motherfucker in the family. Grandma wasn't all that on the level either. She was more than just mean. By the way, when Grandma walked by, you kind of smelled a little something too. Shout out to everybody who grew up in the big houses back in the day. Because when you grew up in a big house, a lot of times you had a lot of extra family members came that came over a lot or that lived there. A lot of times, whoever had the big house in the family, they were the popular landing spot. You got put out of your house, you go to their house. You kicked your man out of your house, or you had to run from your man, you came to their house. There was always a room available. You know them homes where there's always a room available. No matter how many niggas live in that damn house, there's always a room. Oh, we just got to clear out this space in the basement. Oh, you can sleep in such and such room. They went away to college. You can stay there for a little while. But there's somebody already living in that room. Well, they can come stay in the other people's room. But somebody that lives in that room. Yeah, okay, but they can share a room while you have your room. You know, you ain't going to be here that long, right? You know, the landed spot. The people who had the big crib at the in the family. You know, you had the landed spot. It is what it is, man. It is what it is, baby. But a lot of times what happened in the landed spot was a kind of circus-like. So mental illness is one of those things that everybody around you know. Like, yeah, some of these family members are a little cuckoo. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. But the one that was your friend or the one that was your lover, yeah, I mean, that was the one you excused. But you knew kind of along the way that one day they was going to be super crazy too. Well, right now, they were acceptably crazy. Acceptably crazy. So, although nobody would admit that Uncle Frank was touched, you know, because Uncle Frank never got a haircut. Uncle Frank was never fresh. Never fresh smelling, never fresh on that head. Never, no. And some Uncle Franks or Uncle Pete's, some of them hair grew real long. And sometimes you be wondering, like, somebody must be cutting their hair because it never grew long. And you know what else? A lot of times, they never grew gray either. A lot of crazy people, for some reason, they don't be gray. Full head of hair on their head. Full color. That's why you always had to ask, how old was Uncle Frank? I don't know. I'm not really sure. Speaking of not knowing how old somebody is, shout out to all of the people who don't know how old their parents are. How? How? I think my mom is like, my dad, I think he's like 50, 60. Like, okay. No, it says hearing neighbors fighting is hard to keep quiet about. Occasionally you get the situation where murder suicides happen with couples you least expect. And that's one of the biggest problems of this whole thing. So what happens in the house, staying in the house, that ain't what's up right now. That ain't what's up. There's a safety issue. There's safety that's in question. Children, adults, whatever. Man, that there are times to keep certain things in the crib. Like, shouldn't nobody know when you and your woman or you and your man get it on sexually? Nobody needs to know that. Nobody needs to know that you walk around your house topless, bottomless, you know what I mean, middleless. Nobody needs to know that. Nobody needs to know what brand of sanitary napkins you use. Nobody needs to know that. Nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know that. Nobody necessarily needs to know that your grandfather wasn't necessarily your blood grandfather. He's the man who your mom married back in the day, and you know he raised your like a father, so he's the only father you know. Nobody really needs to know that. You can share that if you choose to, but there's some families that did not want that to be shared. You know, of course, you know, there have been pockets of time where marriage was super important and sacred in the family. I'm not saying that it isn't now, but there's a different energy now. There were times in our history where it was very important for everybody in the neighborhood and society to know that your parents were not only together, but they were married, legally married, and had been together. But you look at the kids, and them kids be looking mad checkered. Like, both parents dark-skinned, but you got light-skinned hair, you got Asian-looking hair. She got chinky eyes. Mommy and daddy ain't got no chinky eyes. This one got bulging eyes. Mommy and daddy ain't got the buggy eyes. This one over here, this one light skin, curly hair. And they saying, nah, that's my real mom and my real dad. Even the parents looking at each other like, he came out of some womb. He was created by some sperm. Whatever. Ansel Jones says, some people don't have an exit plan. And what are people taught after college? Anything they want to learn? I guess. But yeah, there are some things that happen in the home that may be of a sensitive or private nature. The world don't need to know. They don't need to know. But sometimes they get out. You ever see a family try to hide a teenage pregnancy? You know you can only hide a teenage pregnancy but so long. A teenage pregnancy is going to come out just like the baby coming out. You know, but some households have gone very far to keep that on the low. Like, nah, we... Have you wondered whose baby it is? Like, we know who was pregnant. Y'all trying to keep it a secret after the fact. All right, first, you tried to keep the fact that she was pregnant a secret. Now you trying to keep the baby secret? Now, most parents come out of the closet when the baby is born. Oh, my God, that's my I want to be called Gigi. I don't want to be called Grandma. I'm Gigi Fabulous. I'm Gigi Fat. Gigi Fat. Gigi Fat. Glam Mom. Got young grandmothers out here getting ready to have their own child. Shout out to all of the older nieces and nephews that had to drop their little aunts and uncles off at kindergarten while they went to the fourth grade. Shout out. Someone may listen to you, to me. Someone's going to see. Shout out to all of the older nieces and nephews that had to walk they little aunts and uncles to school, drop them off at kindergarten while they went to the fourth grade class. I don't know what we're going to do next year when I go to fifth grade, when I go to middle school, and my little niece or my little uncle go to first grade. But my school ain't around the way. You know what I mean? I got promoted to the smart school across town. Who gonna take care of my little uncle? Who gonna make sure my little uncle is good? Shout out. Shout out. All the nieces and nephews. Nieces and nephews, my older nieces and nephews, yeah. My uncle niece, my aunt, my uncle cousin, yeah. And a lot of times that's what happens. A lot of times to keep from having to explain how come you and your uncle are in the same class or you are in a higher grade than your uncle, nobody would say that was your uncle. Y'all became cousins. What happens in this house stays in this house. God violated. What happens in this house stays in this house. God violated. Mommy had a baby when she was 38. She was already great. As G-Mom, you know, she wasn't done with hers. You know that it happens around the way it occurs. Not blur. We can see it quite clear. Yo, baby had a baby. The daughter had a baby last year. Mama this year. Yeah, my older niece. You know what I'm talking about. Peace. Yeah. So a lot of times when you know they didn't want to have to go through explaining how come the aunts and uncles, how come the nieces and nephews are older than the aunts and the uncles. And they just said that they was cousins. Yeah, me and my cousin in the same class. Y'all in the same class? Yeah, me and my cousin. But it's really you, your aunt and your uncle. It is what it is. Your mom was pregnant 2-3 years ago. And your grandmom was pregnant this year. She had a baby when she was 40. She had her last baby or last babies at 45. It happens. It happens all the time, son. But that's another example of what happens in the house, staying in the house, they don't always get honored. But everybody know it. Everybody know. Nobody got to say nothing about it. You know Miss Regina. You know Miss Regina was pregnant last year? She's 44 years old. Her oldest child is 22. 24. 30. 30. Yeah, Miss Gina is 44. Her oldest child is 30. It happens. Yeah, Miss Regina had a baby when she was 14. Had a last baby when she was 44. 30-year difference. 30-year difference in the children. So your oldest sibling, your oldest brother or sister is old enough to be your mom. Easy. Easy. Talk about a generation gap. Shout out to all of the children out there that ain't even in the same generation. Yeah. Shout out to all the children that ain't even in the same generation. Yeah, my brother is a baby boomer, but I'm Generation X. Like, my brother is a baby boomer, but I'm a goddamn millennium. Yeah, I said, yeah, and it happens. It straight happens. Your brother might have been born in 1960, and you wasn't born till 1990. Y'all ain't even in the same next to generation. You supposed to be a Generation Xer. You ain't make the cut. 1990. You are millennium. You are millennial. Narcel says, I wonder if breastfeeding would work out. Maybe if their mom was a Gemini, they've been known to stay young. Capricorn, too. Mannequin challenge. All right. You think it won't win? Ansel says, does the side chick get invited to the baby shower? Am I losing y'all? You know what I mean? Listen, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, and we are talking about what happens in this house stays in this house. When what happens in this house stays in this house, Gets violated. G.A. Wright says, nope, we laughing. And by we, she means her. That's what's up. There are a lot of things that are obvious to outsiders that may still go under the guise or the cloak of being private or even secret. And, you know, hold on. Let me say something about the difference between secret and private things. You know, private things are things that everybody doesn't need to know. You know, like what kind of soap you use or toilet paper. Like I said, sanitary napkins or whether you use sanitary napkins or tampons or whatever. Nobody, that's a private matter. Nobody needs to know that. It's not going to serve anybody to know all of that. You know what I mean? What the Social Security number is. Things like that. You know, they're private matters. You know, they're personal and they're private. They aren't things that need to be discussed. Like the certain things that a parent may teach a child about how to conduct themselves or how to grow, how to navigate their way through life. That's a private thing. That doesn't need to be shared with everybody. Experiences. Personal experiences that have happened in the family. Everybody doesn't need to know that. But when we start talking about family secrets, a lot of times family secrets aren't things that shouldn't come out. They're things that should be eradicated. They're things that nobody should know. And I ain't talking about grandma's method of making sweet potato pies or pound cakes. I'm not talking about that. A lot of times those family secrets are sick. You know how they say you're as sick as your secrets, but sometimes those family secrets are mad sick. Yeah, they don't want the reason that they're secrets and the reason that they don't want anybody to know about it is because they know that sometimes you could be brought up on charges. You could be brought up on charges if this shit come out. Yeah, ain't nobody going to do time because your 44, 45-year-old grandmom, you know, just gave birth to your youngest uncle. Ain't nobody... Nobody gets a violation. They might get a side eye, but nobody, that's not a violation. But the fact that mommy's boyfriend or granddad or whatever likes to sleep with the younger children in less than his underwear, yeah, that might be a family secret that needs to be stopped. It needs to be made public because there's a safety issue here. There's an abuse issue, life-changing, life-altering issue going on. And no, we ain't looking the other way with this. We ain't going to act like we don't see this. We ain't going to act like we don't know this. And no, this can't be fixed by just going to church. This can't be fixed by just praying to God. This can't be fixed by going to go see the pastor. No. It might be the pastor. And pastor making house calls. Pastor making house calls out here. Doing what he do. Yeah, but there's a difference between private matters and secrets in the home. And those secrets are often things where somebody is being hurt. Those things are often that will require therapy at some point. And so Jones says, they corner off the barbecue that you never seen on Facebook posts. They corner off the. I don't know. I can't do nothing with that, Ansel. You got me on that one. You got me. Well, yeah. What happens in the house stays in this house. When it gets violated, sometimes it's worth the violation. You might have to violate that in order to save a family member. Save a family member physically, save a family member emotionally, save a family member spiritually. It might be necessary for it to come out. No more rough touch. You know how we teach our children, you know, nobody's supposed to touch you here. Let me know if anybody tries to touch you here. You no touch. And, you know, when it comes to that sexual abuse thing, it's not always an adult who's doing the violation. And that's when it often can become a family secret. When one of the kids is a little too freaky. Now, I don't know where the kid learned to be the way that they are, but y'all know what I'm talking about. It ain't always the adults that are doing the violating. Sometimes the kids are the ones doing the violating to, you know, sometimes the older kids are doing it to the younger kids.
So a 10-year-old is literally doing it to the 5-year-old, the 6-year-old, you know. And that might be something that all family members try to sweep under the rug, or they think they can whoop their ass and make it stop, and it doesn't. It doesn't stop because no ass whooping. That's when the threats start kicking in, well, I guess threat is a word, you know, like you better not tell mommy or daddy what happened, whatever, because if you do, then let's just say this. Not all kids are good. Not all kids have good intentions. Not all kids have been raised correctly. Not all kids go on to do the right things. But a lot of times when those kids' actions have been kept secret, they can go on for years and years of fucking up childhood memories. And what a kick in the ass it is later on when those same violators of children later on in life go on to do bigger and better things, and they're being honored and shit. And you got to look at the person that molested you, or the person that violated you, or the person that fucked your whole childhood up. You got to listen to everybody talk about how great they are, how good they are. Or at their funeral. At their funeral, everybody talking about, yeah, yo, such and such was such a good dude. He was all that, man. That was my man, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, the girls in the family like, motherfucker. God finally cashed out. God finally cashed out on that motherfucker. Man, I got to listen to everybody talk about how great they were, how good they were, how special they were. Because I had to shut up about what was going on with us. Well, God finally came through and cashed out. Punched the ticket. Mia says, I need you to stop rocking like that. You talking about earlier? I wasn't rocking, was it? Nah, I don't know. You got a delay on your TV? You got a delay? You got a delay? But anyway, so yeah, those family secrets, those family secrets get ugly. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout outs. That means I love you. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Esther Jean turning 38 years old today, and Raul Gadsden turning 48 years old today, and Allison Johnson, happy birthday to you, and Lady Almonte, happy birthday to you, and last but not least, no, Demetria Rogers turning 43 years old today, and last but not least, my girl Tiffany Young. Tiffany, I'm going to say happy birthday to all of y'all. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every one of y'all who shares this birthday on this glorious.
June 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. When what happens in the home stays in the home, when what happens in the house stays in the house, get violated. Do you hate it? Violated. Do you hate it? Well, secrets are not good. Private matters are okay as long as they're played out the right way. But when they're not, when people try to make sure that others get got, yo, sometimes they get shot. Sometimes they get hurt. Sometimes they have to put in that work. And sometimes you got to understand that the plan that you laid out for your fam is wrong, my man. And you know that you was dead wrong. Yo, I got to make a song about you and everybody that's with this crew. You have screwed your family over. And ain't nobody trying to hear that shit because you wasn't sober. Yeah, you got high, but everybody had to get by. The shit that you did, you was sick as a secret. You nothing, no good motherfucker, sucker ass nigga. I can't believe you did that shit. And believe me, I figured that you would get better one day, but you never did. All you try to do is hide the shit under the rug. You motherfucker got screwed. Well, the best that we can do is we can make the best of our family when it's our time. You know, shout out to the families that have been afflicted with mental illness. You know, it is what it is. You know, it can be a private matter. Shout out to the families who have made it. Shout out to all the survivors of abuse, the abuse survivors. Shout out to all of y'all. And hopefully... hopefully all of y'all have gotten the help that you require and that you can still see a silver lining through the clouds because the sun does shine every day, regardless of the so-called smoky haze that came from forest fires up in Canada and New Jersey. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business Show. So make sure y'all come through. I love to see you, yo. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.